save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello? Anybody work here?
Weekends shouldn't mean spending your days trapped inside of some home improvement warehouse.
I can't get any help.
Not when you have nine irons sitting in your bags, empty patio furniture begging to be used, and the fishing poles ready to catch the one that got away.
I want my weekend back.
Now's the time to go to Ace and keep your weekends free. You won't need a GPS to find a bag of fertilizer. And you will get help from your local neighborhood team who really knows their stuff. Ace has the primo brands that you're looking for. From Craftsman to Weber to Clark & Kensington to Scott's. Visit the helpful folks at your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware who will quickly help you turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
Hi, James here from Rick's Ace Hardware in Centralia, Illinois. Please visit our store and let us help you with your project or visit us online at acehardware.com.
Ace, the helpful place.
Have more fun in the outdoors this fall with a new RV from the St. Louis Fall RV Show and Sale. Get your best deal now on new models and closeouts on the parking lot at St. Louis Outlet Mall, formerly St. Louis Mills, this Friday through Sunday. Free admission.
This is Katrina from the Dennis George Show. There's Dennis, Mitch, and Sam. I'm the only female on the show. I am seriously outnumbered. Tune into the Dennis George Show Sunday night, 9 to 11 p.m. The whole new way to watch radio.
Eddie waited till he finished high school. You went to Hollywood.
I think this is Cher. It's either Cher or Wayne Newton. Why did we stop doing that stupid bit where everybody was Wayne Newton or Cher? Why did I stop that? I guess you don't want too much of a good thing. Maybe it's time to bring it back. I got a I got an email this morning from a police officer in, from the Pacific Police Department, and I'm going to bring him on the air right now. Would you please welcome Corporal Andrew Whitman?
Yeah.
Hello, Corporal.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Pretty good, and yourself?
Good. And you really don't have to call me sir. I know that's kind of a police thing, and it's respectful. It makes me feel old. How old are you?
I am 37.
Well, we're about the same age. You don't have to call me.
He could be your grandpa.
Shut up, P.I.
Grandpa, wow.
So let me read a little of your email to me, and then we'll talk about this thing, because I think this is something that not only would a lot of people really enjoy, but it's a great cause. His email says, my name is Corporal Andrew Whitman, Pacific Police Department. I'm a police canine officer and have been for the last 3 years. Been a police officer for 16 years. I joined the, and you'll like this name, the Paw Stoppers. See, Crime Stoppers, get it? 3 years ago, and have been a member since, one of the current board members. Paw Stoppers helps all local police canine officers and canines that are members. We don't turn any police canine officers away that need assistance. 100% nonprofit, and the money that's raised goes for the canines for training, maintenance, vet bills, dog toys, bite suits, and a lot of other stuff. There's a big barbecue fundraiser that's going to take place. It's a Sunday, I believe, right, Corporal?
It's a Saturday.
Saturday. That's what I said. Saturday. Saturday, the 28th of this month. It's the 7th annual barbecue fundraiser at Springdale Park and Pool off Highway 141 near Highway 21. And there's a car show with 20 different car classes, and it's only $15 to enter a car. I'll let you take it from here. What else do we need to know about what looks to me like it would be a really neat event to attend?
Well, along with the car show, we also have dog demonstrations on what we actually perform out in the field, where we actually do narcotic searches, and we'll also do apprehensions. We'll actually have officers put on the bite suit and actually have the dogs bite the suspects. We'll bring in a police car and a non-police car, and we'll do like a little car chase, and we'll have the dogs bail out of the cars after the suspects.
I have an idea, maybe too late for this year, but maybe next year, to make it even more fun. why don't you go to some of the jails and get the nastiest, most despicable, pedophile, disgusting people and turn them loose without bite suits on and let the dogs tear into them and let them see what it would really look like. But, you know, child,
he probably can't come.
Child molesters and people like
I
that.
I also have another great idea.
Your ex-wife?
Yes. She doesn't live too far from there. I can have her swing by.
Just turn her loose and let the dogs get after
yep.
her?
Yeah. Oh yeah,
Corporal. Would you put that before the board and have them take a vote on that?
We can probably do that as long as she signs a waiver.
Beautiful.
Well, just if she's drunk,
forge her signature.
Oh yeah,
sign that.
Yeah.
So a big fireworks display, and then I see here too there are going to be canine officers from St. Louis County, Jefferson County Sheriff's Department, U City Police, Pacific Police, Ferguson Police, and a whole lot more. This sounds like a really neat event to me.
Yes, it is. It's 100%, like I said, a nonprofit organization, and the dogs do need this, and that we thank you for your support in advance. In that, we
what does it cost? Do you think to train a narcotics dog from whatever age they start training till they're ready to go on duty?
Just narcotics would be right around $5,000 to $6,000 just for a narcotics dog. Most patrol dogs with narcotics is right around anywhere from $10,000 to $15,000.
Wow, per dog. Now, what's the difference? What is a dog with the full $10,000 to $15,000 training? What is that dog capable of doing other than sniffing out narcotics?
What they do is they do aggression training where they actually bite the suspects. The narcotics dogs just sniff out narcotics, your marijuana, your heroin, your cocaine, methamphetamines, all the illegal drugs that are on the street.
Now, I can tell from the sound of your breathing on the phone, you're a little bit nervous now, aren't you?
Not really.
No, yes, you are. Yeah, you're nervous. Yeah, you are, and I can tell you are. Now you know how we feel when you stop us. See? It's that same sort of little nervous thing going on there. How's crime in Pacific?
Crime is, hopefully, it looks like it's down this year, so.
All right.
See, these dogs work.
Yes, they do.
That's proof right there. Crime is down in Pacific. Well,
since we've had our canines, just my dog alone has probably gotten about 2,600 pounds of illegal drugs off the streets.
2,600 pounds.
Nice.
That's probably right around $7 million worth.
What is your dog's name?
My dog's name is Yuki.
Yuki? Yuki even has a badge number, DSN-199. I see that.
Yeah, she is a fully commissioned police officer.
Now, how old is Yuki?
Yuki is approximately 7.5 years old.
And at what age do you take a dog out of service, or is it age-related, or is it performance-related?
Actually, it's just performance-related, depending on how their performance is.
Isn't she a German Shepherd?
Yes, she is. We also have a Welsh Border Collie that is also police canine.
Wow.
But aren't like 98% of the dogs that are police dogs German Shepherds?
Most of them are, yes.
Yeah. And you may have asked this, but does Yuki go home with you every night?
Yes, she actually has her own house in my backyard that I built for her with a dog pen.
Nice.
It's fully furnished, as AC, heat, electric.
Hold on here.
Wow.
Fully furnished, like a flat screen TV?
It does not have a TV, but it does have a radio.
You know, they do have a dog TV channel now. Yeah, she probably could like that.
Wow. Well, you know what? A dog like that deserves a central
exactly.
area.
Exactly. Absolutely.
What the heck? That's a special dog.
Yeah, she even has her own bed.
Well, again, this is the September 28th.
Yes, sir.
It's Saturday. And Springdale Park, and if anybody doesn't know where that is or needs more information, I assume you can give me a website or something, or just call the Pacific Police Department.
It's in between Gravois and 21.
Right? Actually, we have a phone number that you can call. It's going to be...
Well, here's the problem with that. People are in cars right now. The chances of their remembering that number...
Actually, you can go to paulstoppers.com.
There you go.
And we'll have the information on the website as well.
Now, that's easy. PAW Stoppers, PawStoppers.com.
Yes.
That they can remember. All right.
And that's Pups at Work.
Well, I appreciate the email, and I appreciate at the end of it you said you're AM and the PM.
I am AM and the PM.
Had you not said that, I probably would never have mentioned this thing. but I did, and you know, be careful, and take good care of Yuki, and we'll send you as many people as we can on the 28th.
I thank you very much for all your assistance.
All right, Corporal. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Corporal Andrew Whitman of the Pacific Police Department. I got a feeling the Pacific is kind of a rough area to be a cop in.
That's a huge
meth
drug trafficking, yes. 44 there.
You bet it is. That's not easy work. Pacific's no walk in the park.
That's Springdale Park. It's a huge park, and there's a great big pool there, too. And it's not too far if you're familiar with the Gravois Bluffs area. It's about a mile, 2 miles south of Gravois Bluffs.
I'm telling you, watching those dogs, you know when you watch them take a guy down, even though he's in that padded thing, I still cringe. I know that thing is supposed to keep him from biting through it.
They will not let go till they get the command.
No. I've always wanted to buy a retired police dog. You know, that's not too tired, just retired. And that still knows those commands and stuff. I wonder if they sell those. I don't think they do.
I think, yeah.
You gotta have like an auction. Like you go to a horse auction and you can buy one of those.
The partners don't want to give them up though because, man, they do love those dogs.
Sure they don't. Hey, we can take a bunch of phone calls now. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. This is Michael. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Frank and the gang. How's it going?
Good.
Today?
Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, Michael.
What's going on?
Hey, first of all, I'm AM in the PM. Also been a long time money exchanger. I don't know. I'm not banking at First Community, but that's where I put my money.
No, as long as you do some business there, we're good with that.
Right. Well, first of all, before I get into the business that I called for, I would just want to commend Frank, you and the group there for spending so much time for groups like the Paw Stoppers. I mean, that is so awesome.
Yeah.
I almost forgot why I called. That was a great seg, pretty interesting. And then also for the Men's Cancer Support Group.
Well, we do what we think we can do without starting to make the audience agitated and irritated. Because if you do too much of that, then I start to get emails go, hey, enough asking for money and enough charity stuff. So you have to find the balance. And I think we found it here, but thank you.
You do it gracefully.
So what can we do for you?
Well, I called because I wanted to wish you all happy holiday today from the gang at Pumpernickels.
Oh, it's what year is it? 5776 or something? I saw online.
Whatever.
Yeah, Rosh Hashanah.
What he's done here
year,
is he's
correct.
Gotten to mention the name of the delis.
He did. He did a good job.
And he's done a really good job of that. But I'm not going to fall for this too many more times because we have a thing called commercials we sell. And you're welcome to buy some of those one day if you want to. But you got a great place. You do. And
I was listening the other day. You made a comment about chicken soup. You know, we sell a lot of it.
I'm sure you do.
And you mentioned you don't like a lot of carrots in your soup.
No.
Yeah, we got a lot of carrots in our soup.
No, I don't like that.
I don't either.
Hey, you can't make it all perfect for me. What the heck?
Well, they make the soup taste good, but you're right. What my customers are kind of strange. They'll ask for not too much garbage in their soup.
Well, nobody likes garbage. Michael, I appreciate the call.
God bless, man. Love your show.
Take care. Bye-bye. Free plug.
Hey, someone also called and said, remind you to tell the story about your chipped motorcycle.
Oh, I will, but I don't want these people holding forever. I'll get through it. This is Rich. Hello, Rich. How are you?
I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, I was calling for one reason to refer back to, let's see, today's Thursday, holiday week always messes me up. I guess it was Tuesday when you were talking about some of the dash cam video of the Homeland Security stops for people traveling from Arizona to Texas.
Yeah, the people at the different border checks.
Yeah, I'm sure you know I drive a truck, so while I'm in the truck, do not have the same constitutional rights as you do while you're in your personal vehicle.
Why is that? Because it's commercial transportation?
Yeah, because the industry is so heavily regulated, we automatically just by having the license forfeit some of our constitutional rights for search and seizure and some of that stuff.
That makes sense.
But it is awful funny because you were talking about how you were amazed at how people were refused to get out of their vehicle and
refused to answer questions. They refused to answer questions. They in some cases they just said I'm not answering any of your questions.
Right. And there have been one or two instances where DOT cop, that'd be the officer who enforces the trucking regulation, has asked me during a routine stop, because they'll just stop you to do an inspection on the vehicle, look at your paperwork and all, and some of that stuff, and that, you don't have a choice. You have to present that. Whereas if I was in a personal vehicle, I could refuse to let them see any paperwork I had in the vehicle other than maybe a registration. But I have had them on one or two occasions ask me if it was okay if they would search my truck. And I've looked them straight in the face and said, why? Oh, no reason. So, well, if you want to search, and I've told them, if you want to search my truck, you better have probable cause and you better get a warrant. Otherwise, you're not getting in my truck other than to do anything related to a safety inspection on this vehicle.
And how does that normally go?
But just kind of look at me. The one guy got really upset. The other guy just went, okay, well, that's within your right to refuse, and it was no big deal. But the other guy got really upset. What are you trying to hide?
Yeah,
I just explained to him, I know my rights under the Constitution. I do not have to allow you to search without cause or a warrant. And it's and I told him, it's known that whenever, as the general rule, when you guys search somebody's truck, you just pull all of our belongings out of the truck, throw them around, toss them out on the side of the road or wherever it's convenient for you to move them to see what you're doing, and then you leave it for us to put it back. So I don't have the time to put up with that, and I'm not going to have you tear my stuff up.
That's how it is at the border, too. If you get stuck at the border and they have you pull over, they'll go through all your stuff, and then they don't find anything, and then they go, okay,
all right, and
you're
how
free to go.
And how many times has that resulted in their holding you, going and getting a warrant, and then searching the vehicle?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you very well.
I'm sorry. How many times have you done that when it resulted in them getting a warrant and searching the vehicle?
Oh, I think.
Did we lose him?
Yeah.
No, bad.
He's gone. I'm guessing not very often. But see, to me, let's forget the trucking industry because we're not in the truck. We're not truckers. We're not talking commercial. We're talking about people. If a cop comes up to me and says, do you mind if I look in your trunk? And I say, no, not without a warrant. To me, if I'm the cop, all right, this guy, there's a reason this guy. Now, maybe the reason is simply that I have that right. But quite frankly, if I got nothing in there, knock yourself out. I just think that you're putting up a big red flag when you do that. When you start that, I know my rights and you can't get in there without a warrant. Yes, you do have that right. It's America. I just choose to go ahead and say, fine, take a look.
But there are a lot of people out there that say,
I know.
If you do that, what's next? If you keep letting your rights go away?
And I get that. And they I appreciate that they have the stones to do that. But I just choose not to get into it with them. But I do think that I appreciate that there are people that do that. Because I think every once in a while we need to do that.
Right.
Just to remind them. We have certain rights. Oh, my goodness. Look who's here. Norman. My daughter's new favorite person on the show, by the way, is Norman. Hi, Norman.
Norman Cohn. It's Norman Cohn from Sullivan. I'm in the PM.
You're in the PM? All right.
Yeah. All right.
That's good. What's on, on the agenda today?
Take me out to the ball game, and I'll come and play the... Wedding March.
And now you know, Norman, that Stan, the late Stan Musial, played Take Me Out to the Ball Game on the harmonica. You know that.
I played it on the kazoo, too.
I know. Well, we've not heard it on the kazoo, so we can't wait. Go right ahead. That's it, all right. Stan didn't have that little thing at the end.
I'd like to let David Freese know if he's up for renew the Cardinals. Batter, batter, swing.
Cardinals, go. Yeah, go Cardinals.
Yeah, he needs a little help.
Now, Norman, you did the wedding march yesterday.
I'll do the wedding march now.
But you did it yesterday. Is this
married off today?
Who's getting married off?
For anybody that's getting married off. He played it for the people that were getting married yesterday. Today is for the people getting married today.
Now, Norman, let me ask you before you do this. Have you ever been married?
No.
And you say that like you have no regrets. Did you ever wish you'd gotten married?
Maybe in the near future.
Oh, in the near
future.
Yeah, he's not
Ida.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Does she know
that? Ida.
Ida. Does Ida know that you like her?
I'm sure she does.
You're sure she does? Does Ida, do you think Ida likes you?
Yeah.
How often are you with Ida?
Not so far.
You haven't been together so far?
No.
We've been visiting that.
Visiting that.
And, yeah. And when you visit, what do you do when you visit? You just talk?
We pray.
You pray.
Talk.
Do you play the kazoo for her?
Do you pray that you'll get some, or do you? What are you praying for?
I play all kinds of hymns and that.
You play hymns for Ida?
For Ida on the kazoo?
Yeah.
Oh, that wins chicks over. That gets them.
I got a kazoo for Ida a few years ago, and 31 years ago, and she knows how to play the kazoo.
Well, I got to tell you something. My experience has been, you play kazoo for a chick, next thing she's in bed.
Oh, she's melting.
Yeah, her clothes are coming off. Especially if you get her a kazoo, you're in.
I'd like to marry you.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, Norman liked that.
Yeah.
Well, Norman, we're ready to hear the wedding march.
Okay.
All right. That's it, all right. This is a more expensive wedding.
Yes.
Longer wedding.
Now, ring the wedding bell there in the PM.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't think I've ever heard it quite like that. In fact, I know I haven't. So, Norman, have you ever had a really serious girlfriend? I mean, real serious?
Not so far.
I liked your attitude, though, that there's still hope.
Yeah.
And
always.
Still hope.
Apparently, you've been after Ida for a long time. She's
known her for 31 years.
Have you and Ida ever kissed?
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
We have. How was that?
It felt good. In the PM.
In the PM.
Feel good in the PM. Well, that's the best time to do it is in the PM. I'll tell you that. Sometimes that morning kiss is not too bad, but the breath is not too good. Well, Norman, I hope this thing with Ida, I hope you get to second base.
Yeah, get married soon.
We're waiting for a call from Father God when to get married.
Message from Father God to get married.
For God will tell you two when to get married.
Your future down the line.
All right. Well, I hope that works out for you.
In the PM.
In the PM, yeah.
Norman,
and always nice to hear from you.
Okay.
All right. I like that you get a big kick out of yourself. I really do. I wish I thought I was as funny as you think you are. That would be great. But call anytime, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right, Norman. Bye-bye.
I am so glad Norman found her show.
I know.
I am too. I love Norman.
I know.
He's the best. And boy, can he play that kazoo.
He
can.
I love that whistle at the end.
I can honestly say I've never heard a kazoo played like that.
No.
I mean that. All right, we got to get caught up here with some business. Listen, knee people in knee pain, you need to listen up. This is, this actually is a good possibility that we can provide you with an alternative to the knee replacement that you may have been told you have to have. The folks at Associated Physicians Group, over in Illinois, where they have 3 locations, want you to know that they have another seminar coming up, and it's next Tuesday night. Next Tuesday night, the 10th of September, at the Four Points Sheraton Conference Center. That's over in Fairview Heights, Illinois. It's at, it's at 6, but registration's at 5:30, and there's a dinner. Oh, like a real dinner, not a cracker and a cup of Kool-Aid or something. It's a dinner. It's free. But the dinner, the discussion, free, but you do need reservations. And I'm going to give you the number, and I'm going to remind you of the website to go to. Listen to me. This knee replacement thing. There are lots of people who have knee replacement who, if only they had known about alternatives, or in this case, maybe an alternative, may not have had to have knee replacement. And they've been through this with thousands of people. It's called Alternative to Knee Replacement. It's a dinner. It's a discussion. It's at 6 o'clock again, September 10th, Tuesday night. The discussion will feature pain management physician, and this guy's very well respected, Dr. William Tom. There will be two physical therapists and a prominent orthopedic surgeon. And all three will be there to answer your questions, questions about your knee or knees and ways to get back your quality of life. 866-915-9022 to make your reservation. If you're not in the position to call that number now, when you get to a computer or you get your smartphone out or whatever, apgpain.com. That's AP. Remember it as All Pain Gone. APG, apgpain.com. The number, if you want to dial it right now from your car, is 866-915-9022. The Alternative to Knee Replacement Dinner and Discussion, September 10th, next Tuesday night. Registration 5:30, dinner at 6, Four Points Conference Center in Fairview Heights, Illinois. apgpain.com.
Let's get a look at traffic right now and head airborne with Frank Ladd. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Dan. Working with that accident on northbound 55 at Highway 44, they've gotten that one out of the way. All lanes are back open. Still some volume headed through there, eastbound 44, northbound 55 towards Park. Headed east on 64, you're on the brakes from Jefferson towards the Poplar Street Bridge this afternoon. Westbound on Highway 64, no major delays passing Forest Park. Just seeing a little bit of volume now passing 270. 64 eastbound, actually a little more volume than westbound now, approaching 270 from, looks like, east of 141 in a couple pockets towards 270. Southbound on 270, on the move now from Olive down through Ladue. You're on the brakes now south of Ladue down towards Doherty Ferry. Westbound on Highway 70, seeing those normal slow stretches between Cave Springs and Mid Rivers Mall Drive up in North County, seeing some volume as well east of Lindbergh, approaching Highway 170. This update is brought to you by the Missouri Lottery. Play the Cadillac Richest Scratchers game from the Missouri Lottery for a chance to win a new Cadillac vehicle of up to $100,000 instantly. Every ticket gives back to education, so play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. From the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550, KTRS. Green 18.
You're just 2 days away from when the Tigers play.
Burrow back in, takes the handoff on the zone read. A seam to the 45, to the 40. Steps inside 30, and he's gone. Russell Hansborough, second touchdown of the night.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We want to let every woman try Bare Minerals' revolutionary foundation and fall in love with their skin again. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. So call now. 1-800-400-4034. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour Magazine as a magic eraser. Allure Magazine, InStyle, and Elle Magazines, and leaders in beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. We're letting as many women as possible try it, and you can be one of them. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation, and we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-400-4034 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-400-4034.
Ah, yes, the sounds of summer. Or it could be the sound of giant cicadas flying right through the holes in your screens. Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, here to tell you this is a great time of year to get a jump on the bugs and inspect your window and door screens for holes and damage. If your screens are worn or need repair, bring them to Schnars Hardware. Drop them off, and our skilled repair staff will install new screening and repair any damage. Then you can keep the delightful sounds of summer where they belong.
Not in my house.
In your backyard. Not in your house. So bring those screens into Schnars today and avoid the rush. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910, 314-993-0910, or for location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Hey, St. Louis, looking for the best deal on your next GE appliance? Well, how about giving appliance discounters a try? We are the fastest growing appliance company in the Midwest, and we're located right here in St. Louis with four great showrooms. My name is Denise Bradley, and my brother Tony Slyman and I have been in the appliance business for over 30 years. Since 2009, we have grown from one location in Webster Groves to additional locations in St. Charles, Arnold, and most recently, Baldwin. Why should you choose appliance discounters? Well, it's simple. We buy truckloads of GE appliances direct from the factory, and we pass the savings on to you. We can save you hundreds of dollars on your next appliance purchase and deliver it within 24 hours. And now at Appliance Discounters, you can receive 12 to 24 months interest-free financing on any qualified item with your approved credit. Great savings, hometown buying. Appliance Discounters is a place to go for your next appliance. Visit any of our showrooms at Webster Groves, St. Charles, Arnold, Baldwin, or visit us online at theappliancediscounters.com.
For all of your roofing needs, John Beal Roofing. Whether your roof is damaged in a storm or normal wear and tear, John Beal Roofing is here to help. Whether it's roofing or tuck pointing, three generations have been serving the St. Louis metropolitan area. Do not be fooled by some out-of-town person who knocks on your door trying to cut you a deal. Chances are you'll never see him again. John Beal Roofing, tried, true, and trusted. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
Don't you want to know what your old gold is worth before you sell it? Used JewelryBuyer.com, permanently located at 122 North Main Street in St. Charles and locally owned by T. Brian Hill, posts current buying prices right on his website. Why rely on strangers to tell you what your gold is worth? Visit T. Brian Hill at www.usedjewelrybuyer.com. For selling your gold and silver jewelry, U.S. coins, and sterling flatware, go to usedjewelrybuyer.com.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Did you know that eye problems can impact learning and behavior? Have your child get an eye exam yearly. Find a doctor at thinkaboutyoureyes.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
What is this? It's not Dead Man's Curve by Jan and Dean.
No. Burned Rubber by the Gap Band.
How did I not know that?
I used to play this at the 94th Aero Squadron.
Walk it up, Dan.
As a bass player, Dan, I think I've asked you this before, on a 1 to 10, 10 being the greatest bass player in the world, what would you be on that scale?
Would I be? Yeah. I would be probably about a 6.
He's a 3. That means he's a 3. It's like when you sing and you think you're a great singer.
Right.
Oh. He hears his own bass playing probably is better than it is. I've heard you sounded fine, but I don't know anything about what I'm listening to. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. This would be Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. And what can we do for you?
Well, I know you guys aren't real big on public service announcements.
Well, that's not true. We're not real big on people just throwing them at us cold without, you know, emailing us or something.
The following is a public service announcement.
Well, we don't know if it is yet. We don't know yet. So what is it you have in mind, Steve?
Well, Saturday is the fire truck rally downtown.
Now, see, this is the kind of thing that we'd like to have an email about, because what happens is if you do this, then everybody thinks that they can all just call, and the show just becomes a bunch of announcements about things.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Well, it makes sense, but they don't talk about it, and I wanted to get it out there somehow.
Who doesn't talk about it?
Well, you never see it on the news or in the papers or anything until after the rally.
Well, that's somebody's not doing a very good job in your PR department there. Whoever's in charge of getting the word out should be fired.
Are you a fireman?
Are you in charge of that?
I really don't have anything to do with it, except I like to see people have fun, and it's really a great place to take kids.
All right, now I'm going to let you get away with this, but I'm not taking any more calls. This is the cold call stuff about public service, because I like the firefighters and the cops. So what is this thing?
It's a fire truck rally, and there's a parade, and like dozens and dozens of fire trucks all parked around City Hall down there by Soldiers Memorial. And they put on demonstrations and stuff like that, and it's just really cool.
What do you have to do with it?
Nothing.
He just enjoys it.
Why are you calling?
He wants to see more people have fun.
I just want to put it out there.
Isn't it sad that the people putting it on don't call us?
Yeah, I find that kind of strange, but they try, but it just doesn't seem to get done.
Well, here's what happens. They call the wrong stations. Nobody hears about it.
Well, they're hearing about it now.
Yes, they are. They certainly are. All right, Steve. Anything else?
No, that's going to do it. Thanks.
All right, thank you. I didn't want to be a complete jerk there, but...
And he's just a third party. He doesn't even have anything to do with it.
I feel bad for the person who's supposed to be in charge of actually doing that, because they didn't do a very good job.
No, I was going to say, once a year in June, in Redbud, Illinois, they have a big... It's the Fireman's Picnic and stuff, and they have this huge parade that goes on for an hour and a half to 2 hours, and a lot of firefighters, but they're from St. Louis, they're from all
over. You just threw
in
a whole different event, right?
No, this was in June. This is every June, so this already happened.
Okay. That's a great story.
Yeah, thanks.
Now people can sort of plan for that. Oh, let me see. What, 10 months from now?
Yeah.
Or 9 months from now? I'll do my Chip's motorcycle story after I tell you about Thompson Price. See, this is how I get people to, you know,
that's a teaser.
Edge of their seats, yeah. Thompson Price did our kitchen about 16, 17 years ago. And a year or two later, they did a bathroom. And a year or two after that, they did another bathroom. And then we had our house added on to, because we wanted a master bedroom and bathroom on the main level. And I had a contractor do the bedroom. But I said, I'm bringing in Thompson Price and his people to do the bathroom. They'll be in charge of the bathroom. And they were. And it was spectacular. Now, here's the thing. There are lots of other kitchen and bathroom remodeling places, and we have friends who have used other people. And in most cases, they weren't thrilled with them for a couple of reasons. One, they lied to the customers about when the work would be done. Oh, you'll be up and running in about 3 weeks. We know for a fact of one couple that was without a kitchen for 6 months.
Oh.
Let me tell you something. You want to wash your dishes in the bathtub for 6 months?
That gets
pretty old. Thompson Price's people told us we would be without a kitchen for 3 weeks. You know how long we were without a kitchen? 3 weeks, exactly. The fourth week, we had a functioning kitchen. But they came in the fourth week, and I remember did the final cosmetic touches, just the finishing work. But the kitchen was usable after 3 weeks. And this is gutting our kitchen. I mean, ripping the floor, the walls, drywall off, ceiling, tearing the ceiling down, the cabinets out. And that was the fun part, was watching them completely tear that kitchen out in one day. It only took a day to rip everything out. And that's got to be the fun part for the workers. Woohoo!
Yes.
Sledgehammer.
Destruction is the best part.
Tear that thing up. And, everything they said we'd have, we had. Now, speaking of other kitchen and bath places, sometimes, not often, there's confusion, and people might get the wrong place thinking they're getting Thompson Price. You need to make sure you see that name Price in the name of the company. I can't make that clearer. They have a showroom in De Pere. Oh, it's on Manchester, about a half mile east of 270, next to McAllister's Deli. Great Southwest Cobb salad, by the way. And TJ Maxx is in there, too. Thompson Price, thompsonprice.com. All right, here's the deal. Years and years ago, a few years ago, several years ago, I actually had an account on the air that was a motorcycle place. It was a BMW motorcycle dealer. And while I'm at it, let me just say this. They went off the air and stopped advertising. And within about 3 years, they were out of business.
Oh.
You see, that's what happens when you don't stay the course. But the story here is that the owner called me and he said, hey, he said, you know, they did that reunion TV special on Chips, Eric Estrada and that other guy, that his partner, Ponch and whatever.
Ponch and John.
Yeah. And he said they shot this reunion, you know, look, it was the 25th anniversary or whatever of the chip show. So they did a special, a cable special, and he said, I have two of the California Highway Patrol motorcycles, BMW motorcycles, here at the dealership. And I said, how'd you get them? And he said, I bought them. He said they used four of them. They wrecked one. They gave one to the California Highway Patrol as a gift, BMW did. And he said, I have the other two. He said, you ought to come down here and see these things. So I went down to look at it. Honest to goodness, it's a Highway Patrol motorcycle. They had removed the California Highway Patrol insignia because the truth is you can have a motorcycle that has sheriff or police. You can have an actual department. In fact, Harley-Davidson makes, the model is called the Police Model Electroglide by Harley, and it says police, and it's white, black, and white. That's legal. So there's a star on it, and it looks just like it would, except for the words California Highway Patrol, CHP, are gone. It had the lights, the incredible LED.
Reeled you right in.
And siren, and I thought, man, and he said, would you like to buy one of these? And I said, I don't know. He said, why don't you take it and just take it home and play with it and see how you like it. I think I had this thing for like 3 months. And he said, keep it as long as you want it. Get it out of your system. I got to tell you something. I can't tell you how much fun I had. Now, you got to be careful because you can't just go down the road on a police motorcycle and fire up the lights and siren. You'll go to jail. But a couple of things happen. I'm coming down one day down Highway 70, and there's a huge accident, and traffic is backed up. And I had a white helmet, which I already had. And the officers who are directing traffic and holding up traffic, one of them saw me and waved me through because he thought I was a cop. Now, the lights weren't on, but you can tell it's a cop bike. And I thought, hey, this is pretty cool. Now, the other thing that happened is I brought it to work a couple of days here to the station. And when I would go home, again, never turning the lights on, nobody would pass me. Not one person would, because they thought, oh, it's a cop. I don't want to pass him. He'll give me a speeding ticket. One day, going on 270, this woman just flew by me, like 80, 90 miles an hour. And just as she went by me, she looked and she saw it was a cop bike. And I motioned for her to pull over. I didn't turn my lights on. I did not turn the lights on. I motioned for her to pull over. And she pulls off on the shoulder. Me. And she pulls off on the shoulder. And I just pulled the bike up next to her. And I shook my finger at her. And I said, slow it down. And she said, I'm so sorry, officer. I said, I mean it. Slow down. And I took off. Now, I never turned the lights on. The best one, though, was I'm out in the Wildwood. I backed into a side road knowing my son was going to be coming from school, work, wherever. And when I saw him go by, I looked around to make sure no cops were there. Whoop, 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 whoop. Light siren. And he looks in the mirror. He pulls over. And I had sunglasses on. I walk up to the vehicle, and he looks up, and once he Dad! I said, yeah, slow it down, okay? But it's scary because, again, let me make this clear. Don't try this at home, and young people, don't pretend to be a cop. But, man, it is so tempting when you got something like that. And it was so much fun. And I had most of the fun never turning the lights on. You didn't have to.
But you didn't end up buying it. You just gave it back?
No, I got it out of my system. I just called him. I said, okay, I've had my fun. I told him what I did with it. He said, oh, man, you're lucky you're not in jail. And I said, I don't want to buy it. Because it's actually not the kind of bike. I've had a lot of bikes. I'm not a BMW guy. I'm just not. I'm more of the that Harley.
And you also probably would have been in jail.
Yes, yeah, something would have bought. You couldn't have helped yourself.
Oh, yeah, no. I, you know what? Yeah. And that's part of the reason I didn't buy it, because I knew this is not going to end. It's not going to end well. I'm going to be too tempted to slow some guy down who's going too fast or something. But man, oh man, was that fun? And I could never be a cop. I don't want to be a cop. I could never do what they do. I couldn't put up with the BS they have to put up.
You just like all the perks.
I like the lights. I love. I told you before. I love lights, and I love. This is sick, but when I get stopped, I get kind of like an adrenaline rush. I look in the mirror and I see the red and blue lights. I go, man, those are so cool. And I don't know. It's weird. I like, and I will stop and admire and have taken video of if a cop has like a Charger blacked out with all of the rearview mirrors have strobes.
Grill.
Oh, man,
the
strobes everywhere. I get so excited looking at that. I just like lights.
I've liked
lights since I was a kid. When I was a little kid, the best thing you could give me is a flashlight, a lantern, a little pen light, or anything. I just, if it lights up, you got a good shot at selling it to me, as long as the light comes on. I had an appointment a couple of weeks ago at Ballast Dental Care, and once again, I'm good to go. I'm pretty lucky in the teeth department. I was born with some pretty good solid teeth. Some people actually have soft teeth. The enamel is soft, and they're just destined for problems because genetically or whatever, they don't have good teeth. I got lucky. Never had braces. And I think maybe part of the reason I don't have any trouble is that I've had a real good dentist for the last 40 years. If you don't, or you don't have any dentist at all, please accept my invitation to go where I go. They'd love to have you. If you go in there and say, hey, I'm AM and the PM, and just got a letter I read a couple of days ago here on the air. A guy hadn't been for 3 years. That's nothing. They see people that haven't been for 20 years, 10 years, 5 years, 6 months. It doesn't matter. They'd love to have you as a patient. And this may be the first time in your life you don't dread going to the dentist. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
You're a piece of the puzzle at the St. Louis Art Fair in downtown Clayton, where all the pieces come together, beginning tomorrow through Sunday. Meet 181 artists and shop their booths filled with 13 mediums, from paintings to jewelry, ceramics, and more. Plus, there'll be food and entertainment for the whole family. Stop by the KTRS Apple Vacations booth and register to win a three-night trip for two to Riu Palace Peninsula in Cancun, Mexico, including round-trip air, all meals and drinks from Apple Vacations, America's favorite vacation company, and the Big 550. For more on the St. Louis Art Fair, go to the events page at ktrs.com.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery, DieHard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check. Visit Sears Auto Center today.
The Big 550.
KTRS.
St. Louis.